Letter. Please explain your recommendations. The special edition commemorating 60 years of the FM, October 24th to 30th, was an interesting read, as it covered our recent economic history from various perspectives. In particular, I noticed that a number of business leaders are regular readers of the publication. It seems they have been reading the FM to obtain insights into what is happening in this country and abroad, and using this in making business decisions. I have also read the FM for a number of years, and one principle I thought was basic was to buy shares when their price was expected to rise and to sell when the price was expected to drop. However, I have noticed a number of times when the FM seems to have taken the opposite approach. For example, in Telcom Aims for Poison Chalice, Money and Investing November 14th to 20th, you recommend that Telcom be sold, even though it has a potential upside of 11.4%, and that Vodacom be bought, despite a potential downside of 3.7%. I would like you to explain this apparent contradiction, as it detracts, in my view, from the credibility of your recommendations. Garth Coppin. Douglas Dale. The editor replies, "The forecasts you refer to are drawn from Bloomberg's analyst recommendations. Occasionally, the upside in the share price isn't high enough to warrant a change in recommendation, buy, sell or hold, or the share price moves up or down rapidly, and it takes a while for the recommendation to catch up. We nevertheless find that the recommendations are largely consistent with either the potential gains or the possible losses to be made in a share." The FM welcomes concise letters from readers. They can be sent to fmail@fm.co.za.